the rest of the story. It was only a field trip to the Brooklyn Museum, a leisurely day of looking and pointing for the neighborhood boys sponsored by a local settlement house. But for one of those youngsters, the outing had proved too exhausting, though it had barely begun. For while the others had hurried off laughing and shouting in search of mummies and Malaysian blowguns, this one, a scrawny Italian immigrant boy named Angelo Siciliano, slumped on a stone bench in the main hall and waited, as he did most days, for this particular day to end. His near 16 years had seemed centuries of physical fatigue and social torment. Brought to America by his mother when he was 10, Angelo's new home happened to be one of the toughest sections of Brooklyn. He was weak and thin, pale, promptly picked on by pint-sized brawlers. Only recently he had been beaten senseless by a neighborhood bully who was wielding a mere sack full of ashes. On good days, he could barely climb the steps to his Front Street apartment, though his family lived on the ground floor. And so, trying not to reflect on the seemingly endless travail which was his young life, Angelo Siciliano sighed and stared at the museum floor and then across the main hall to a statue, a giant white marble sculpture of a man. Transfixed, the boy rose and solemnly approached it. There for a timeless time, he stood and gazed in utter wonder. Now, Angelo's parents had separated when he was small, so except for the unimpressive uncle, there were no men in the immediate family, no father figure to look up to until right now, until this moment. For as delicate little Angelo stared up at the spectacular effigy of the mythical Hercules, he somehow siphoned his strength, believing in his heart that someday he would become what he saw. That very evening, the boy tied two rocks to a broom handle, and with that makeshift barbell, he began the tedious process. Because he could not afford real athletic equipment, he eventually devised a method of making one muscle group struggle against another in order to build both. Isometrics, we call it today. The invention of Angelo Siciliano. For once upon a summer afternoon in 1909, a sickly, spindly teenager from Front Street, Brooklyn, encountered a demigod frozen in marble, a figure which inspired that boy to achieve its likeness. And Angelo would one day awaken the entire world to the virtues of physical culture. He would himself appear a mighty, muscled 25 at 75, although you recall that human titan by the title which he chose for himself, Charles Atlas. The annals of Greek and Roman mythology recount the impossible challenges, the 12 labors of the great Hercules. But there was one last labor, a quiet reclamation in a statuary hall in Brooklyn, one which the poets neglected to relate. Only now you know the rest of the story.